Whys and Therefores, A Rational Look at the English Language, by William Rutherford, published by Equinox. Chapter 1. Words, words. What we really know when we know a word. The difference between content words and function words. The semantic rule that we all routinely break, and why this is okay. Day 1. Drink.
Hi, Patrick. Now that you've had time to think about what I asked, words, are you ready for our first session?
Yes, but I don't understand. What's the big deal about words, Marta? Everybody knows what they are. You string a bunch of them together, and you get a sentence.
That's simple, huh?
Sure. Take the word drink, for example. Stick it in between two other words, like they and coffee, and you get they drink coffee. Nothing could be simpler.
Seems so, doesn't it? Okay, Patrick, tell me some things you already know about the word drink as you just used it. Is it an adjective, a pronoun, a...
It's a verb, obviously, and what you drink is a noun.
So can you say, they drink fright, they drink fog, they drink furniture? These are nouns.
Come on, Marta. It's not just any noun. What you drink has to be a liquid of some kind, unless you're some sort of weird poet.
All right, but suppose the coffee drinking took place yesterday. Would it be they drinked coffee? I mean, we do say they sipped coffee, they tasted coffee, and so on.
No, the past tense of drink is drank. Everybody knows that.
Looks like knowing that simple little word drink is starting to involve a lot of stuff. What's a word for someone who drinks?
A drinker.
Okay, and someone who drinks beer?
A beer drinker.
And if I say, they drink a lot, what does that mean?
Well, I suppose it could mean that what they drink a lot of is something alcoholic, but it doesn't have to. The drink could be water, anything, I guess.
Yes, so they drink a lot is ambiguous. But let's go on. What's another way of referring to drink where alcohol is concerned?
Alcoholic drink?
No, I mean without using the word alcoholic.
Oh, strong drink?
And is someone who takes strong drink a strong drinker?
No, has to be heavy drinker.
So it's strong drink but heavy drinker, not strong drinker and heavy drink.
Ouch. Guess so, Marta. But why?
Well, there's really no easy answer to that, Patrick. You'd have to look for it in the history of the language.
I think I see what you've been getting at. I mean, what's involved in using just a simple word like drink?
Yes. Knowing your simple word drink means knowing how to pronounce it and how to spell it, knowing it can be either a verb or a noun, knowing that its noun object is liquid, knowing that it's ambiguous and that its past tense is the irregular drank, knowing the related noun form drinker and the expressions heavy drinker versus strong drink, and knowing lots of other stuff that we'll get into later.
Wow. Doesn't sound so simple anymore. And I've been doing this all along.
And without ever having to think about it. Let's go get something to drink.